Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, September 10th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. This morning, crews in hazmat suits responded to a possible ammonia leak north of downtown St. Louis. The incident reportedly happened at the Emo's production facility on 17th Street and Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. According to Fox 2, authorities say they have found the valve and scrubbing procedures are in place for firefighters. Officials are asking everyone near the production facility to shelter in place and say odor levels are decreasing. There are no reports of injuries or illnesses. This is a developing story. KMOX will provide updates as more information becomes available.
The Missouri Supreme Court this morning will hear arguments that could determine if the abortion issue appears on November's ballot.
KMOX legal analyst Brad Young says the ballot language is what is in question over a key omission.
According to the plaintiffs, the actual ballot initiative petitions should have included the statutory references stating which statutes would be overturned. And according to the plaintiffs, they failed to do that. Judge Limbaugh agreed and struck this matter from the ballot.
The hearing will determine if the question should appear on the ballot. Young adds the attorneys behind the ballot measure will argue the amendment doesn't overturn any statutes and they do not need to be listed. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft said yesterday he's decertifying the ballot initiative. Brad Young says it likely will have no impact on the hearing unless the Supreme Court elects to defer to Ashcroft's judgment.
Poverty in East St. Louis goes under the microscope this afternoon in search of solutions.
Specifically, childhood poverty is the focus of a forum at Southern Illinois University's campus in East St. Louis, but that's only a part of the big picture, says City Manager Robert Betts.
Post-COVID, I can tell you, things are even worse.
Betts says a perfect storm hit the city when housing prices increased following a mass exodus of large industrial companies, bringing layoffs and a continued population decline.
The best way to address poverty, in my opinion, is through education and a job. You know, get some gainful employed, not working three jobs just to pay the rent.
Betts says East St. Louis could use more federal and state dollars to help turn things around.
Shocked to hear that a lot of people that are coming into the country, in a lot of cases illegal, are getting thousands of dollars in contributions to help them get settled in a home. But what about the people that are here that are struggling to find a house? The cost of housing has doubled.
2020 census data shows nearly a third of East St. Louis's population is living in poverty, more than double the state rate of about 12%. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
The Poverty Forum at Southern Illinois University's campus in East St. Louis is from 1 to 4 this afternoon.
The state of Illinois is trying a new marketing campaign to recruit more than 4,000 needed teachers.
State Superintendent of Education Tony Sanders says the program is called The Answer is Teaching. He says they're getting creative in trying to find new people.
The current college students who may have an interest in teaching, or even individuals who are already in a career that may want to make a shift in that career and become a teacher.
The campaign lets prospective instructors enter their information on a website, then receive personalized responses from a real person based on where they are in their careers. The site is becomeateacher.com. Sanders says hiring incentives vary from district to district, but that the average starting salary for a teacher in Illinois is just over $43,000. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
The March to the Arch tradition, remembering the victims of the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks, continues this Wednesday.
One man, 23 years ago, Bo Drockelman, wanted to do something that terrible day, so he took his American flag from his front porch and started walking. Bob Conway is a volunteer.
Since then, Bo's been doing it every year, and a lot of people have volunteered to do it with him.
And how much has it grown over the years, Bob?
It's grown quite a bit. There are several people who have pre-registered, plus we have a lot of people who will just show up the day of the walk and join us from whatever point they want to join us.
They will leave at 9/11 Wednesday morning from Mike Duffy's at 141 and Clayton. Conway says some of the people join for a mile or two. Others will walk the entire route down to the Gateway Arch. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
And from the KMOX Business Desk, the St. Louis Blues will have new food offerings for fans this season at Enterprise Center. Team officials unveiled new food vendors Monday, including Rosalita's Cantina, Wendy's Frosty, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, and Ramblin' Round's Mini Donuts. According to the Business Journal, they're also offering a new Hat Trick subscription. In October, you can get tickets to three games for $79.
The Blues last season sold out 40 of their 41 home games despite having a less than stellar season. In other Blues news, the team has acquired full ownership in Stiefel Theater, purchasing the equity stake from Joe and Chris McKee. In a news release, the team said they've managed Stiefel Theater's event booking and operations in partnership with the McKees since the venue opened in 2011.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.